Hello, welcome to Master Debaters Presents Brackets. This is the brand new podcast under the Master Debaters umbrella. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm going to introduce all my friends. Say hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. It's Dirk. Not really. It's Dwayne Meyer. You already know me. So here we are, and we're doing giant brackets, and it's going to be a long one. Just like
that's
Dirk
what she said. Hello, friends. I'm Amanda from The Sip List, and it's Friday, and I quit my job today. It's Friday. Got no job. Ain't got shit to do. I'm ready to do a podcast. Let's do it.
And it's your favorite bastard from Bracket Bastards. Suck it, Cube. Is Jeremy the old dirty bastard Bryant. But for today's purposes, I will be the juggernaut, bitches.
All right, listen. So welcome to Master Bitters Presents Brackets. Brand new podcast. This is episode one, where we ask all the fans and everybody else to answer the questions to see who's the best. This week's is the 100 superhero top 104 superhero movie tournament. I do want to introduce. I want to talk about my guests and hopefully they'll be on for the rest of until we're done. All right. So Amanda does the Sip List podcast, which is the top five of things. I was on her podcast when we did the best buddy cop movie. And that was fun because my number one was Happy Time Murders, which is still one of the still great. All right,
one of the worst movies of all time. But you can't deny it.
It's so funny. It's so good.
It's basically a porno. Get a little different. Like mine was Super Troopers. Yours was Happy Time Murders. So it wasn't your typical buddy cop movie list, even though some of the typical ones were on there. So.
And then we have Jeremy from the Bracket Bastards podcast as well. So what I wanted to do, because I want to keep this core, and plus, trust me, we're going to have more people on as well, but I wanted to bring all three podcasts together. So you will see Masturbators in this podcast. You will see some simpler stuff, and you will see some Bracket Bastards. Obviously, you see a lot of Bracket Bastards in this as well. So so just sit back, have some fun. Curse us out if you don't think we are right. However, though, I just want to say that we didn't vote for this. So whoever wins, it's on you guys.
All right. I fully plan on talking big shit on some of these choices because some of these lost and shouldn't have lost.
Seriously.
All right. So as all I'm saying, if you don't like who won, then blame you guys. All right. That's the first
blame
thing.
Yourself.
Blame Facebook.
All right. Before we get into the rules and some sip lips that Amanda will get into, I do want to say, I mean, it is award season. And I'm going to just shameless plug this in. We are nominated for three awards. If you can go on PeopleChoicePodcast.com, People Choice Podcast, and vote for us. We are nominated for the best overall podcast, the best comedy podcast, and the best black host podcast. So if you could do that for us, that'd be freaking fantastic, and we'll love you like no other. All right. So
he'll love you like Dirk Diggler.
Like almost like Dirk Diggler. not all the way.
I need that kind of love.
All right. Without further ado, let's go over the rules. So if you have been on our Twitter or in my Facebook, we ask, what movie is better, this movie or this movie, for superhero movies. And then you answer. You only get a day to answer. You get 24 hours. After 24 hours, it is done. I'm not going to go over 24 hours. So after 24 hours, it's done. And then I take the percentage from Twitter, and I take the 24 from Facebook, and then I average together, and that's who wins. Not total, because I'm not counting all that shit. Fuck that. just percentage to percentage, okay?
Okay, so, you work really hard. Can I just say that you work so hard, and I really appreciate all the work you do, and I'm not even on your show, but when I see you post all this stuff on Facebook and Twitter, like, round of applause for Dre, because you work your ass off. I love
thank you. I try sometimes.
round of white claws.
No, fuck that. don't give me white claws. Don't give me white claws. I would be pissed.
The Sip Libs is basically Mad Libs, and we church it way down and make it for grown-ups. So I will ask you guys, and we'll go Dre, Jeremy, and Dwayne. And so this one is called Batman. Superhero Almanac, Batman. Now, there is one rule on the sip list, and that is that when we get to an adjective, the first one has to be certifiably fuckable. So yes. When we get to an adjective, I will fill that in. But other than that, we'll go around and everybody will do one. So, Dre, a name of a person.
Bray.
Okay. Jeremy, a verb ending in ing.
Sucking.
Okay. Wayne, a verb.
Splat.
Okay. Plural noun for me, I'm going to say Batmobiles. All right. And then here's our adjective. So we're going to put that in there. And next adjective goes to you, Dre.
How come it's gross?
Gross?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy, plural noun.
Still those.
Good one. Thank you. All right. Dwayne, a place.
Paris.
Okay. Verb ending in ED. I'm going to say fuck because it's the easiest one. Okay. Great. An emotion.
Sexy.
Okay.
That's an emotion?
Is it?
Yes, it is. I feel sexy.
Oh, true. Shawn Michaels must have felt that all the time.
Because he was a sexy boy.
Okay, Jeremy, an adverb.
Rapidly.
Okay. All right, adjective, Dwayne?
I'm blank.
It's so hard when you're on the spot.
Right? Pass? I don't know. Damn it.
Say what?
You said pass.
Fast.
Pass.
That's not an adjective.
I know. He was passing.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Right?
Adjective?
Short.
Okay. And you skipped me, or I skipped myself. I don't know. So I'm going to do the last one. A noun. We're going to say dick. I'm very childish. All right, here we go. Superhero Almanac, Batman. Batman is Dre. Teenager Dre was traumatized by sucking his parents' murder and vowed to flat their deaths by bringing the Batmobile to justice. Okay. Dre used his certifiably fuckable fortune. Yeah, he did.
Yes.
To study criminology, to train his body to gross perfection.
Yes.
And to acquire high-tech vehicles and dildos. To fight crime.
Perfect.
There's nothing better than a crime-fighting dildo, except maybe a crime-fighting beaver. Okay. If you know, so you know. Good. Okay. So, high-tech vehicles and dildos to fight crime in his hometown of Paris. One night, Dre was fucked by a bat outside his window and decided to dress himself as a Batman. To strike sexy in the rapidly and short hearts of Batmobiles. From that moment forward, Dre became Batman in his altered dick. That's how it's done.
When you say Super Beaver, all I'm thinking of is Norbert on Angry Beavers when he would put on the superhero costume.
No, I was thinking of The Office and Justice Beavers.
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Who's Justice Beaver? He's a crime fighting beaver.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Amanda, for that. Again, this show will be once a month, so we'll be doing that once a month. That was fucking fantastic. That was fantastic. All right. So now listen. So again, this is the top this is a the superhero movie tournament. it's a superhero movie tournament, and what we're going to do is we're going to say our top five. Now, normally CJ will be on this as well. If you watch Masterbitters, then you know who CJ is, and CJ will be on this, but he has some personal stuff he had to deal with today, so that's good. So he wanted to say his top five. His top five super movies are: number five, Blank Man; number four, Meteor Man; number three, Spider-Man No Way Home; number two, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness; and number one, Infinity War. That's his top five. All right. Dwayne, what's your top five?
Deadpool 2, because I went out with CJ and my friend Charlie and a bunch of folks we used to hang out with in high school. We all got together and went to go see Deadpool 2, and it was just a lot of fun. So number four was Dark Knight. Number three is The Avengers. Same reason, because I was super excited to see that first Avengers movie. And I remember being pumped when I saw the first, trailer for it. Number two, Thor Ragnarok. And number one, my all-time favorite superhero movie, Superman 3.
Mm. All right, Amanda, your top five.
All right. My number five is Batman, 1989, Michael Keaton. My number four is Superman, 1978 Superman, because, you know, Christopher Reeve. My number three is Black Panther, because, and anyway, it's it made me feel very like I wanted to go beat somebody's ass after it. Number two, The Dark Knight. And number one, Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot. Because, I mean, I'm the only lady in here, and, you know, seeing a woman go beat some people's ass makes me want to beat some people's asses. So there you go.
Listen, I've always said the first Wonder Woman with Gala is one of the most underrated superhero movies of all time. And it's on here, and we'll talk about it soon, but it is definitely underrated. All right.
I adore it. And her. All right,
Jeremy.
All right. This was last minute, but, and Amanda, you know you just want to be with Chadwick Boseman and yell Wakanda Forever.
We talked about that the other day.
I feel like I would give it up to Chadwick Boseman. I
mean, he was on my superhero hall passes list.
Just yeah, so. I'd be like, yeah, you Black Panther, what's up?
And then I talked about how it's the accent, too.
My number five is, of course, The Batman. 2020, The Batman, or 2021, whatever the hell it was.
2022.
Whatever year it is. But, yes.
What day is it?
best Batman ever. You don't agree? I don't care. Number four.
We could have a whole show about that.
That's true. We got a long show. Let him go. Let him go.
Rocky, guess I'm part of my fandom. But number four, X-Men The Last Stand. Because I am the Juggernaut. And that's the only movie with Juggernaut in it. They did him right. Sorry, Deadpool 2. Number three, Deadpool 1. Because I was waiting for a Deadpool movie for like 10 years. And then they finally did it. And it was amazing. Number two, JLA Snyder Cut. Because, just because of the post-credit scene. Like, just because of that scene with Jared Leto's Joker and Batman having a conversation. It was perfect.
And of course,
number one, which I'm probably going to get hate for this, but number one, best superhero movie of all time, which should have won this tournament, Avengers Endgame. It is the best superhero movie ever fucking done.
Number five is actually Black Panther for me. Number five. I love Black Panther. It was culturally freaking fantastic. And it will be on a tournament soon to come. All right. Number four is actually Blank Man. Listen. My melanin people know what Blank Man. Early Blank Man was fucking amazing. So Blank Man definitely. I always tell people that if Batman was black and with no money, he'd be Blank Man. It's God of truth. All right. Number three actually is Avengers Endgame. Endgame is amazing. It really is. Mm. Number two is Logan. Logan is very, very underrated movie. superhero movie, and it was just a good way to bring Wolverine together, because the two standalone Wolverine movies are horrible. I'm getting into what I said, but Logan was fucking fantastic. And then number one was Dark Knight. Dark Knight is the best superhero movie of all time. I mean, it is what it is. All right. All right, without further ado, let's start. So we are going to do the playing games first. All right. We have Scott Pilgrim versus the World versus V for Vendetta. Dwayne.
V.
Amanda.
Scott Pilgrim.
Jeremy.
I couldn't watch Scott Pilgrim because it wasn't available, but that'll be changing soon. But V for Vendetta. V for Vendetta is an amazing freaking movie. So definitely V for Vendetta. That movie was bomb.
Remember the 5th of November.
So Viva Mandela to me is a better movie, hands down. Scott Pilgrim versus the World is fucking great. It's a great, but however, I don't consider that a superhero movie though. No. I feel like it has comics. Don't get me wrong. Scott Pilgrim versus the World does have comics to it, but I feel like it's more of a video game movie more than a superhero movie. Yeah. However, so fan voting, 63% of the votes went to V for Vendetta. 76 of the votes on Twitter went to V for Vendetta, and then it was a 50-50 split on Facebook. Next playing game. Amanda, you got Blade, I think with 1999. I don't have the date on here, sorry. Blade versus the Batman 2022.
The Batman.
Jeremy?
The Batman, 100%. I mean, maybe they'll do Blade right in the MCU this time, but we'll see.
So here's the thing. Blade 1, which is this one, is actually a pretty good movie. It's not better than Batman. It's not better than the Batman. However, Blade 2 and 3 and whatever the shit was bad. So the Batman 2022 should win. I don't think it's the best Batman. That's bullshit. However, however, it does beat Blade here. All right, Dwayne?
I don't think it does beat Blade, only because there is so much. There's so much Batman to choose from, and the new Batman, Cedric Diggory Batman, is not bad, right? Cedric Diggory.
It's sparkly vampire.
Sparkly douche vampire, whatever. I loved Blade because it was a new. In cinema at the time, it was a new version of a vampire movie. It wasn't Dracula, you know, and Blade held my attention the whole time. So I personally like Blade better, and I like Wesley Snipes.
I think Batman's hard because you have to decide, like Robert Pattinson, great Batman, not a great Bruce Wayne.
Right, so, and that's a whole damn show. 100%. Yeah, exactly. That because so. I have some opinions about Batman and Bruce Wayne being played by the same actor and who's the best one, because there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, so the Batman won by 92% of the votes.
Damn.
All right. 84% on Twitter and 100% on Facebook. Number one, Spawn versus number 100, Watchmen. All right. Jeremy, you're first.
Having just watched Spawn for the first time for this tournament, I got to say, it was a pretty good freaking movie. Marilyn Manson in the soundtrack, got to love that. And I do love John Leguizamo as the clown. But Watchmen was good, but it was just too long. So Spawn, 100%.
Okay, so here's my problem with that analogy about you. Because you said JLA, Snyder Cut, was one of your favorites, and that's damn near 3 hours long. Actually, it's actually 4 hours long, actually.
4 hours, but it's perfection. Watchmen wasn't that good where it could be that long and get away with it.
So God is truth is on me. And John Leguizamo clown was fucking amazing. But he's the best part about Spawn. Best part about Spawn. Watchmen was a really, actually, it was in my top 10, if I think about it, a super movie all the time. It's beautifully done, great acting. I'll pick Watchmen over Spawn, me personally. Dwayne?
So to be fair, John Leguizamo is the best part about a lot of movies that John Leguizamo is in.
True story.
I mean, he's actually a really solid actor.
Mario Brothers.
I really like him. Fu. I think is one of my favorite characters from the Moulin Rouge.
Thank you. I was going to say that. Thank you. In that movie. He was hilarious in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. But no, for me, I think I pick Spawn here, but only because I really love Rorschach, but I really wish his mask wasn't a picture of my parents fighting.
You know, you could just see something else, right? Like, that's how that works.
All right, Amanda.
I have not seen Spawn, and I did not watch it for this tournament. And I get that it's number one, but I really like Watchmen, so I'm going to go with Watchmen.
My hair is a bird. Your argument is invalid.
All right. With that being said, Spawn did win. Spawn did win by 61% of the votes. 78% of the votes were for Watchmen on Twitter. So nice. 78% did pick Watchmen on Twitter. However, though, 100% of the votes on Facebook for Spawn. So me, you got number two, Superman 3, versus number 99, Unbreakable. I'm sorry, Dwayne, but there's no way. And mind you, I did watch most of these movies, again on the special device I have. Well, I work from home and I get paid for it, so I'm good. Sorry, Dwayne. Superman 3 was okay, but it's not better than Unbreakable. That's not happening at all. Unbreakable was one of the best Bruce Willis movies. I'm saying it right now. One of the best Bruce Willis movies is Unbreakable.
And who was it that played the protagonist in the wheelchair again?
Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson, it's my beer!
That's not the best Bruce Willis movie that Samuel Jackson is in.
No. I never said it was.
It's one of the best Bruce Willis movies.
I said one of the best. Not
let's remember, they were both in Pulp Fiction together.
My point exactly. Yeah. I said one of the best, not the best. Okay? All right? So, Unbreakable gets it from me. Dwayne's on you. Well, I don't know you're going to pick, but Dwayne.
Yeah. I don't dislike Unbreakable. I actually really love that movie. I saw it in a theater. It was a really cool take on the idea that superheroes could walk among us. You know, we just don't even know it. Really great movie, and I really liked it. I just like Superman 3 better. Like, I actually feel bad that it would go down in this round. I wished it was seated differently.
All right, Amanda?
I like Superman 3 better as well.
Okay, Jeremy?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Superman 3 is one Richard Pryor, right?
Is Richard Pryor in Superman?
No.
Isn't he the bad guy?
No. Superman 4? Superman 3 is the one where the guy's software almost.
Yeah, that's Richard Pryor.
Because he.
Yeah, I think it was Richard Pryor, actually.
Was Richard Pryor.
To the Google machine.
To the IMDBs.
It is Richard Pryor.
It's Richard Pryor.
Okay.
Gene Hackman worked together, but.
I didn't remember that.
But Superman 3 is not the best Superman movie from that time at all. It's like the worst. So,
that's not the question.
And I totally just stoned out what it's going against.
Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah. So another movie I saw for the first time for this tournament. Mm-hmm. Unbreakable is a freaking amazing movie. And I did not see that. I did not see the twist at the end. Even though I knew it was an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, I totally missed that. I didn't see that coming. And that freaking, it was an amazing movie. I got to watch the second two now.
And like Shimon,
I've never seen this before. We need to see that.
Unbreakable did win by 90% of the votes. 80% of the votes went on Twitter for Unbreakable. 100% of the votes went on Facebook for Unbreakable as well. Number 98, Batman 1989.
Batman 89. Doesn't matter. I don't even care.
Versus, I don't know how this is number three. It is what it is. Versus New Mutants.
Yeah, my argument is still the same.
Yeah.
Batman 89 is the all time number one best Batman period movie period Batman comic period Michael Keaton period.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Anyway, Amanda.
Keep going, Batman.
Yeah, New Mutants is actually a decent good movie. I mean, I've been waiting to see those characters in a movie for years, and they actually did a pretty good job with those characters. Yes, the whole storyline sucked and the scenario sucked.
Yeah, it's Batman.
It's still better than Batman. So
what?
It's better than Batman?
Batman 89? Dude, I felt like I was watching a movie made by a kid.
What was that shit that they said in the Dave Chappelle movie when they smoke weed all the time? He was like, "You have smoked yourself retarded."
Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Well, it's on me, and it's definitely 89. New Mutants was not that good a movie.
No, that's fair. Yeah. If that's how you feel about the movie, I disagree. But I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Because there's some of these that are going to make me like big confused here later.
Yeah.
Step into my office because you're fucking fired.
Batman won by 75% of total votes. 85% on Twitter and 66% on Facebook.
Which is weird because you got like Spawn catching a sweep and like Batman 89 almost lost in a play-in round. Like, there's no way.
All right, Amanda.
Hey.
Number 4, Mystery Men, or number 97, Sky High?
Mystery Men, because I know I've seen Sky High, but it's been a minute.
Okay, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I totally.
Thanks, Travis.
Mystery Men was good when I was a kid, but I mean, Sky High was just amazing freaking movie, and Tim Allen's awesome. So Sky High.
Are you Sky High right now?
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm gonna go Mystery Men. Actually, Sky High is a little bit. Even when I was a kid, Sky High was a little bit too kiddish for me. So I'm definitely going to go Mystery Men on this. It was actually a little bit more serious, and I didn't mind it. So I didn't mind it more than Sky High. So I'm going to go Mystery Men. Dwayne?
I like Mystery Men. For me, it's entertaining on the same level as, like, Dick Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where that was, like, it was fun. It was cool. You know, it wasn't, like, an amazing movie, but neither one of these movies are amazing. So I kind of like Mystery Men here.
All right. And Mystery Men did win by 58% of the votes.
I was pissed about that.
It won on Twitter by 82% of the votes, but it lost on Facebook by 66% of the votes. Number 5, Super, 2010, or number 96, Kick-Ass?
Yeah, I couldn't watch Super because I couldn't find it, but Kick-Ass is one of the most amazing movies I ever saw, and it introduced me to Gnarls Barkley because I never heard that song Crazy till I saw that movie. So, Kick-Ass all day.
So I thought that Kick-Ass, so my is Kick-Ass as well. However, though, I did watch Super for the first time for this tournament. And it's actually not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie at all. It has some fucked up deaths at the end of this.
Did I watch that?
Yeah, it has some fucked up deaths at the end of this. But
is Kick-Ass, it worse than Punisher?
Oh, yeah.
Punisher killed me. Like, I could barely watch it after the first 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I'm not going to lie. I think Super is better than Punisher. But we get to Punisher soon.
Yes. Yeah,
but my vote go to Kick-Ass. Dwayne?
That, just make sure I'm not screwing this up. That's the one that had Nicolas Cage in it, right?
Super? Or Kick-Ass? Kick-Ass, yeah. The first one.
Okay, yeah. Kick-Ass definitely wins for me. I'm not a huge fan of Kick-Ass, honestly. I think there's a lot of other movies that are better, but these two are paired against each other, and Nicolas Cage was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
When is he not?
Amanda, yeah, no, never mind. Go keep
in most of the movies he's in.
Fuck you. Kick-Ass.
All right. So
Nicolas Cage is so amazing. He got to play himself in a movie about him playing himself
about how crazy he is.
Yeah, but
that works. Man is out his brain.
Put the bunny back in the box. All
right. So Kick-Ass win by 92% of the votes, 85 on Twitter, and 100% of votes on Facebook. All right. But to my defense, though, I think that nobody ever watched Super because Super is actually, you know, box office, it was low. So
it's pretty obscure.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I couldn't find it.
All right. Zombie. So number 6, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, 1995, versus Birds of Prey. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I picked Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I did. I picked Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Listen, Birds of Prey. Listen, I love Harley Quinn in this DCEU. I do. Birds of Prey wasn't that good of a movie to me. It really wasn't. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers got it from me for nostalgia reasons. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not a good movie either. But for nostalgia purposes, I went with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in 1995. And it got ooze. It got the ooze. It got Ivan Ooze on that. So I went with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Dwayne?
I don't like either of these. that's another one of them, like, I think I have to go Power Rangers just because it reminds me of cheesy Kung Fu Theater where, like, it's a really bad overdub in English and the mouth doesn't match up. I mean, that's kind of the same thing. Overdone type shit.
All right, Amanda.
I mean, I try not to be like a homer, but on this one I have to be. I mean, Birds of Prey, Margot Robbie kicks ass. The soundtrack's amazing. The outfits, the makeup, I mean, everything. Even my glass right now says She-Ro on it. You can't read it. So, I'm going to go with Birds of Prey, even though I know it didn't win, I don't think.
All right, and Jeremy?
Oh, 100% Birds of Prey. That movie was actually pretty freaking good. I mean,
I liked it.
I love Margot Robbie in that movie, and I love all the other two actors, actresses. I love Ewan McGregor in that movie playing Black Mask. I mean, he did an amazing job. Like, that's a damn good movie. I saw it in theaters, and I loved it.
Okay. And Birds of Prey did win by 70% of the votes, 65% yes. On Twitter, and 75% on Facebook.
I love Margot Robbie and everything. I kicked my own husband out of bed for her.
Oh, I can't wait for the Barbie movie to come out.
Yeah, me too.
I'd kick your husband out of bed, too.
I would hope so. But actually, my husband would get out of bed and just say, "Can I watch?" But anyway.
Yeah, you're damn right. Who
I mean, well, yeah, no, that's okay. You're not all right. Wrong.
Dwayne, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep, that's the winner.
Out of the Shadows, 2016.
Oh, God damn it! No, I hate that one.
Versus Iron Man 3.
Yes, I spoke too soon. Iron Man 3. That's that Ninja Turtle movie. I mean, I love me some Ninja Turtles from back in the day. The first one and the Secret of the Ooze or whatever with the Vanilla Ice soundtracks and that. Those were great.
Ninja rap.
My kids right now are getting into the Ninja Turtles, you know, for the first time. And they were like, oh, we love the whatever it is on Nickelodeon or some goofy shit. Mm. And the animation's all messed up. It don't look right. And then my wife's brother brought over some of the original Ninja Turtle action figures. And, like, he has the pizza thrower and the van and all the stuff. And, you know, Nora and Evelyn are like, this is the coolest shit ever, and freak out. And then we started watching the original series, which is when I text you. And I was like, did you know Uncle Phil is the voice of the Shredder? Because I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
I didn't ever revisit the Ninja Turtles, you know, after I was like 12 years old, and it just like, it was a phase and I was through it. And then I went on to GI Joe's and then I joined the Army. So, you know, I never went back to the Turtles, but yeah, Iron Man 3 was actually a really good movie. So that was my choice.
Okay. Amanda's on you.
I've been a Ninja Turtle for Halloween like 3 times as an adult.
Oh yeah. That was like every year when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then the villain from GoBots that turns into a gun. How's that guy?
Yeah, I mean, being a Ninja Turtle is super cool, especially when you're a girl. But yeah, the only good thing about Ninja Turtles 2 is the ninja rap, and that's not saying much.
No. So that is not on here. This is 2016 Out of the Shadows.
Oh, wow. My bad. Okay. All right. Well, I haven't seen that one, so it's still Iron Man 3.
Okay. All right. Germans, on you.
Yeah. Iron Man 3 overtakes any freaking Trolls movie. I mean, it's the second best Iron Man movie.
Not the first one.
The first one's the best one, yeah.
Okay, so I won't put this to bed. So Iron Man 3 wins for me, but I only put this to bed. Iron Man 3 is horrible. It's the worst Iron Man out there. It's not better than 2, and Dave's not better than 1. They fucked up the Mandarin on Iron Man 3.
On purpose.
Fuck on purpose. They fucked up the Mandarin on Iron Man 3. Like, it was, it made it that bad for the Easter egg, quote unquote. It was horrible that they made that bad.
Have you seen Shang-Chi? They fucking corrected themselves.
They had to make a whole nother superhero movie to correct themselves, because it should have been a great, because it one of the Iron Man's most feared villains is the Mandarin, and it should have been way better than that.
Yeah,
just saying. But Iron Man 3 does win because Teenage Mutant Turtles and Out of the Shadows suck monkey balls. So I mean,
it's what it is. Kind of like a
bi-word. That's offensive to monkey balls.
Right.
It won by turtle balls.
Turtle balls. It won by 85% of the votes.
That just makes me think of the Temple of Doom when the guy's like, chilled monkey brains.
Yeah.
It won by,
or Clue. Is that what we ate?
71% on Twitter and 100% on Facebook. Iron Man 3-1. All right. Amanda, Captain Marvel. Number 93, Captain Marvel, or number 8, Ultraviolet?
I think I'm going to have to go with Captain Marvel.
Okay. Jeremy?
Oh, 100% Captain Marvel. Ultraviolet, I saw it once, and I don't even remember it. That's how bad it was.
Oh, I watched it for the first time in the last past month or two, and oh my God, how horrible that movie is. oh my goodness, it's just so bad. Oh my God, Ultraviolet is just so bad. So Captain Marvel wins. It doesn't matter how I feel about Captain Marvel, it just wins. Because Ultraviolet is that bad. All right, Dwayne?
Captain Ultra Marvel.
Oh my goodness.
Really, Freddy?
So, Captain Marvel won by 79% of the votes, 76% on Twitter, and 83% on Facebook.
All right,
Jeremy.
Yo.
Number 9, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, the very first one, 1990. Or Hellboy, the first Hellboy.
The only good thing about that Ninja Turtles movie is the ninja rap. And
That's the second one,
Secret of the Ooze.
See, they're so bad they stick together.
The ninja rap was Vanilla Ice, and that shit was hot.
And they turned that into a Juggalo theme song, which I love. But yeah, totally Hellboy. Hellboy with Ron Perlman. I just watched the second one a couple nights ago for this, and I saw the first one multiple times. I love Ron Perlman as Hellboy. That movie is so good.
Yeah, I'm going to go Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1990. Hellboy wasn't a bad movie. Nostalgia purposes, I have to go 1990. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think number 2 is better than the first one. This is me personally, but I can't go wrong with the first one either. So I'm gonna go with 1990 for me. Dwayne,
I was in the middle of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fandom in the spring and summer of 1990. I turned 10 years old in July of 1990, and I will never. Nothing will beat that movie for me. At 10 years old, I think that might have been one of the first movies I ever went to see in the theater that I like really, really wanted to go see. Like that and Batman 89. I went and saw that one with my aunt. And those two movies for me were that was I'm hooked on movie theaters now.
All right, Amanda.
It's the Turtles all day long.
And the Turtles did win by 68% of the votes, 55% on Twitter, and 80% on Facebook.
I shook my head at that shit when it happened.
Yeah, we saw you. Be quiet. Yeah.
All right. It's on me. You got number 10, Elektra, versus number 91, The Crow. The Elektra is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my damn life. I want to say that right now. Elektra and another movie that's coming up very soon. One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my damn life.
And Rotten Tomatoes seeded this?
Rotten Tomatoes did seeded this.
How is The Crow that low? I call bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, though, I do think, like, I don't know, because I think they got the upside down as well, but it is what I'm going to go with their rankings. So that's what I'm going to say. All right. So listen, Lecter is one of the worst movies I've seen in my damn life. The Crow is not that good a movie to me as well. I think The Crow is fucking overrated.
Yep.
I want to say that right now. I want to say The Crow is fucking overrated. And I know why people like, listen, again, I said it yesterday on a podcast. I'm going to say it again today. We don't give participatory trophies to people that passed away.
That's not why.
No.
That's why people like that movie in the first place, because it was Bruce Lee's kid.
Yeah, listen, no offense to you, maybe not for you, but people love that movie because he passed away. If he was probably still alive, it won't be the much hype on the movie. I'm just saying, that's what it felt like. And the movie was not good. However, though, it's better than fucking Electric, so I'm going with The Crow. It's better than Electric, so I'm going with The Crow. Dwayne's with you.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's yeah.
All right.
The Crow. That escalated quickly, Freddie.
All right, Amanda.
It's The Crow. What is wrong with you people?
El Cuero. Because he had the...
Oh yeah. Had
the Spanish. The Spanish one. It was El Cuero.
It's all about revenge and being brokenhearted, and it's I don't whatever.
So is Spawn. Look,
thank Crow you, Travis.
The Crow and Spawn did the exact same movie. Really, The Crow and Spawn is dimly the exact same movie.
Pretty damn close. I mean, the storyline of The Crow basically rips off the Spawn comic books as closely as possible without.
Okay, the Punisher and whatever. I mean,
yeah, it's the same thing.
They're all the same fucking movie.
Yeah,
but, just saying. But
and then the exact same storyline made funny is Deadpool. I mean, it's the same story. You're a special forces guy, and then you get hurt, and you're all.
You know what? Just.
All right. So The Crow did win as it should. By 92% of the votes, 84% on Twitter, and 100% on Facebook. So it should have won.
So you're all wrong, right?
Huh? No, I voted The Crow.
I voted The Crow. I just said
you're saying it's shit.
I vote Electra just for one fucking scene with Ben Affleck.
Jesus. Okay.
I adore Ben Affleck, but
Ben Affleck in superhero movies sucks.
Dude, he was amazing. He was amazing. But Daredevil.
Daredevil was garbage.
Ben Affleck
in superhero movies is terrible.
Him and
Ben
Batman.
Affleck in Dogma and a bunch of other Ben Affleck stuff is amazing. Okay,
we will get to Daredevil soon because I want to get back to he was good in Daredevil. We'll get to that soon.
Daredevil can fall on its knife.
Dwayne, it's on you. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 versus Power Rangers 2017.
Guardians 2, all day.
Amanda?
Guardians.
Jeremy?
Oh, Guardians.
Freddie is just trolling Jeremy hard right now.
it's what he does for a living. But
so the three of you picked Guardians, right?
Oh, fuck
I'm
yeah.
Not, I'm not
Don't do lie. It to me. Don't.
I did. I picked Power Rangers 2017.
You.
Here's why. Number one, I knew for a fact it's going to lose. I'm not fucking stupid. I knew what's
going on.
Yeah. But this Power Rangers right here, if you actually watch it, I'm not saying you haven't, but you actually watch it, it brings up a lot of interesting topics outside of just fighting Rita Repulsa, LGBTQ, mental health, abuse, all that kind of good stuff was in this movie, and it was actually really good, done really
and
well.
That's and why there was never a white Power Ranger.
probably not. but I am upset that it was the second one, because they was going to make the second one the Green Ranger, but never came out. So it is what it is.
And also, Guardians 2 had all those qualities too.
All right. Guardians won by 86% of the votes, 84% on Twitter, and 88% on Facebook. All right. Amanda, X-Men First Class or The Punisher 2004?
X-Men. The Punisher, I can't. It hurt me too bad. I couldn't. It was hard to watch. It was a good movie. It was hard for me to watch. You? Yes.
All right. Jeremy.
This is a tough one because I do love both these movies a lot, but it's 100%. Actually, fuck it. I gotta go with the Punisher. That's like out of the X-Men prequels, that's the worst one. So yeah, I mean, they did it so bad they had to completely change the storyline the second one and then like take out a bunch of characters. So yeah.
So I went First Class because the Punisher was horrible.
Thomas Jane was amazing.
The Punisher was horrible, and you know how again, and this was come up with Daredevil too. You know how I know it's horrible because I was super excited for the show, and even though the show wasn't that good, it was far better than the fucking movie. And I was like, "Oh, this is one of the best movies things I've ever seen." I went First Class, Dwayne.
I really wished that they would have done something really funny like they did with Ghost Rider and put Nicolas Cage as the Punisher, because that would have been great. but yeah, it's First Class here.
All right. And the winner is First Class by 56% of the vote. Actually, 69% went to First Class on Twitter, but 57% went to the Punisher on Facebook. And it averaged out to 56% for X-Men First Class.
I think I vote for X-Men Online too, but I mean, I do love the Punisher movie.
All right, Jeremy.
Yo.
Doctor Strange, 2016, the first one, versus X-Men the Dark Phoenix.
Oh, God. Yeah, Doctor Strange all day. Dark Phoenix was decent, but it wasn't that good a movie.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix was horrible. It was a horrible movie. It was so bad that even though Fox literally just sold to Disney around that time, they did that just because they knew for a fact that that movie was fucking horrible. So it's definitely Doctor Strange. All right, Dwayne.
I think one of the best castings along all the MCU to date is Kroger brand Creamy Ranch, or Brakes Go Out, Cargo's Crash, or whatever the fuck his name is. But I absolutely love
that. Benedict Cumberbatch. It's not that hard. Yeah.
Kroger brand Creamy Ranch. That's it.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
All right.
Brakes Go Out, Cargo's Crash.
Amanda.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange won by 95% of the votes. 91 on Twitter and 100% on Facebook.
Not surprising.
Yeah, not surprising at all. All right, it's on me. We got Captain America Winter Soldier versus the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I went with the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I did. I went with League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I mean, listen, it's actually a really, really good fucking movie. And I might say that I don't like Winter Soldier, but I just thought the League was a better movie. So I went with League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Dwayne?
What other superhero movies have James Bond? The fuck's his
Sean
name?
Connery.
Thank you, Sean Connery. God damn it. Jesus. Like I had it and then I started talking and I lost it. I don't think there's another one that has Sean Connery in it. And that was a really, really good movie with really good actors that, you know, they made you think that you were watching a story that was well thought out. And I really enjoyed The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I want to see more of those movies, but now Sean Connery's gone, so we're not going to get him.
It was his last movie, actually.
Yeah.
Amanda?
I concur.
Okay. And Jeremy?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Captain America Winter Soldier is a pretty damn good movie, but League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was just amazing. I watched it like 100 times at least. It was such a good movie.
With that being said, we always picked the League. However, it lost. It lost 53% of the votes. 57% of the votes went to Captain America on Twitter, and it was a 50-50 split on Facebook.
Those movies are too far apart in...
You have to vote.
All these damn kids haven't seen it.
Yeah, they haven't seen it. That's what it is.
Right?
Listen.
They're too young.
These young kids don't know that Sean Connery was Indiana Jones' dad. He didn't like rats.
These children
they definitely don't know he's James Bond. Shit.
These children are not our future.
All right. Dwayne. Dwayne, Spider-Man Far From Home or Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer?
Man, this one was tough for me because Spider-Man with a booty is actually pretty good. He got a better looking butt than that girl that played Captain Marvel. I'm just gonna say that right now. Like I don't know how that happens, but that shit ain't fair in life and like genes and shit. But I can't go Spider-Man here. I want to, but I can't.
So you want to go Winter Soldier? I mean Silver Surfer, man.
Silver Surfer. That was so when I was a kid. I used to like to draw, and I would look at comic books, and I would, instead of tracing it, I would try to freehand what was on the page, right? Because I really wanted to draw comic books for a living. And the Silver Surfer just happened to be like the comic books that I had around the most. And they were cheap, and they were at 7-Eleven, and I could go buy four of them and then go home and draw every single page. And the Silver Surfer became like my all-time favorite comic book character. So I just... The movie wasn't really that great, but it's more nostalgia for me is what makes the Silver Surfer awesome.
Yeah. Amanda?
Travis, what? I also would go with Fantastic Four. I think they're both really good movies, but I like that one a little bit better.
All right. Jeremy.
Yeah. What was against Silver Surfer again?
It's Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh. Yeah, the new Spider-Man trilogy, Far From Home, was like definitely the worst of the three. But I will definitely go Fantastic for Rise of the Silver Surfer because, A, Silver Surfer is Mad Child's alter ego. And they did that movie so well. And that Fantastic Four casting was the perfect casting for Fantastic Four. They should have brought
this. When are we going to get a Galactus movie?
It might be the next big threat, according to like every.
I need a Galactus, the Eater of Worlds movie. Like, and the Silver Surfer as his servant and the whole thing. Like, damn it, somebody make that shit for me.
Yeah, just so you know, though, they might change it up because Galactus is now the saver of worlds in the comic
book. No, you don't do that. I will fucking revolt.
Me too, but I know.
So, yeah. I'm on this panel, I'm the only person that picked Spider-Man Far From Home.
It was a good movie.
It was good. But...
I do agree with Jeremy that it's probably the worst out of the trilogy because I do think the first one and definitely the third one was better.
Oh, third one's best, yeah.
But I do think that Fantastic Four wasn't good at all. Just me personally, the Silver Surfer movie was not good.
It really wasn't that. Yeah. But it, like I said, it's nostalgia for me.
I watched it in high school all the time.
Just saying. So I went Fantastic Four, and so did everybody else. Because it won by 94% of the votes. Twitter, 89%. Facebook, 100%.
Oh, wow.
I will say something real quick that's going to make the people hate me. And it's not that I don't... It's not that I don't like the movies. I think they're great. For me, Tobey Maguire was not a believable Spider-Man. That's just my personal opinion. I didn't really like him. And I like him as an actor, and I like the movies still, but I just... the connection wasn't there. So
that's fair.
Okay. Amanda.
Yes.
You got Logan or the first, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2014. The first one from this new one.
The first new age turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really like Megan Fox. So I think I have to go with Logan.
Jeremy.
No contest. Logan was a phenomenal movie. Patrick Stewart and freaking Hugh Jackman in that movie were freaking incredible. The ending was crazy, but definitely Logan all day.
Yeah, it's Logan. I told you, Logan's my top two favorite super movies of all time. Yeah. And Logan's just amazing. So I went Logan.
It beat my top 10.
Yeah. Logan.
Okay. And Logan won by 78% of the votes, 66% on Twitter, and 90% on Facebook.
That seems low.
Yeah, it does. It does. Jesus, it does.
All these kids who grew up watching the new Turtles movies, they think they're the good Turtle movies.
Jeremy,
mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight or Daredevil 2003?
I mean, it just...
You can't make this shit up, but definitely Daredevil 2003. Fucking Christ.
Yep, I'm turning off my computer. Good night.
Dre's dying.
Dre's gone.
I will kill Dre's gone.
He is deceased right now.
Oh my God! Listen,
you're kidding, right?
I hope he's kidding. I mean, he might be fucking. You're kidding, right? Yeah.
I didn't think The Dark Knight was that good a movie. I didn't. The only good movie in that trilogy was Batman Begins.
Ew, no.
I
are you joking my face right now?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm not a fan of the Heath Ledger Joker at all. Like,
you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Oh my goodness, Jeremy, I love you, but damn it, Jesus. Shit. But we need things like this, though. We need different opinions.
Yeah, no, that's
no, sometimes you're just but stupid.
different jokes for different folks. I mean, I
Daredevil's nostalgia, man. I'm curious, that was though, high school. That was high school.
So who do you like as the best Joker if it's not Heath Ledger? Like, I'm like genuinely interested.
Honestly, well, I mean, if it has to be live action, because I think Mark Hamill's the best one, but if it has to be live action, it's either Joaquin Phoenix or the kid from Gotham.
But that's Gotham is a TV show.
So who cares? Joaquin Phoenix was in his own movie, though. That
I know, I get that, Batman. I get that, but...
So in a Batman movie, who's the best Joker?
For the scene at the end of Snyder Cut, Jared Leto.
I mean,
he's more relatable to the past killing Joker in the comic books, which is when Joker got good. Before that, Joker was a fucking clown.
So then, all right. So if you couldn't choose the Snyder Cut version, are you like Jack Nicholson Joker or I'm genuinely confused. I'm interested.
Neither, honestly, because I think the Jack Nicholson Joker was good for its time, but it doesn't hold up against modern.
That was a
Joker.
Comic book Joker.
Right.
Yeah. For that time period. In today's comic books, Joker is a homicidal maniac who will rape, kill, and do anything he wants. I mean, read The Killing Joke.
Freaking so you're going to cast your own Joker, basically.
The Killing Joke is one of the best, like, here's the thing, God's truth. The Killing Joke is one of the best comic books stories and one of the best cartoon movies of all time. I would definitely say that Killing Joke was fucking amazing. Mark Hamill is definitely one of the best Jokers of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, he is the best Joker of all time.
Definitely one of the best Jokers of all time. All right.
And Kevin Conroy is right there with Batman too. But
okay. Jeez.
All right. Listen, because
I mean, I respect your opinion. I completely,
I don't
in left field disagree. But
oh my goodness! Yeah,
I see where you're coming from.
So yeah, I went Dark Knight. Dark Knight. Listen, I'll say that Dark Knight is my favorite super movie of all time. It is, hands down. Sorry, Jeremy, but the Daredevil movie is the worst comic book movie of all time.
Have you not seen Howard the Duck?
I've seen Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck is incredible.
I love Howard the Duck.
I've seen Howard the Duck. I've seen Green Lantern. I've seen Green Lantern as well.
Okay, true. I count that,
but,
too.
It's Green Lantern as well. But, oh, my God. The Daredevil movie is literally one of the worst, if not the worst, outside of Green Lantern. Because I've got about that movie. Outside of Green Lantern. Green
Lantern amazing.
It was horrible.
Are you confusing it with Green Hornet? Green Hornet was pretty amazing.
No, that was amazing.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, when I say, you know, talking about hall passes, Jeremy, like we just did, overall hall passes of all time, Ben Affleck is in my top five, probably in the top three. I fucking love Ben Affleck. I would kick any man out of bed any day, probably for him. Daredevil sucks balls.
How about a fight? Butt chin a little bit. Is that
Ben Affleck is hot and he's funny and I would smash any day. Daredevil sucks and you're crazy. It's the Dark Knight.
Oh my goodness. All right, listen. So
we did too, Travis. We did
too. All right, so
it's nostalgia. I grew up with that movie.
The Dark Knight wins by 96% of the votes. 92 on Twitter and 100% on Facebook. All right. Oh my goodness. That is going. That, oh my goodness. Thank you, Jeremy, for that. For that.
I'm calling a psych ward for you.
All right.
Would be my first one.
It's on me. Yeah. It's on me. It's the Incredibles versus Kick-Ass 2. I don't hate Kick-Ass 2 as much people, a lot of people else would do. It wasn't that bad of a movie. However, though, The Incredibles to me is one of the top five cartoon movies of all time. So I'm going to go with
The Incredibles. We know Jeremy likes it.
All right. Dwayne.
I like The Incredibles here. I can sit and watch it with my kids.
Amanda.
Incredibles, for sure.
And Jeremy.
Yeah, after you listen to our Hall Pass episode about our, you might not be able to watch with your kids anymore, but let's just say that Elastigirl, Mrs. Incredible, was on my number one on my Hall Pass list, because imagine all the things she could do with that stretchy body and what she could tighten and whatnot. So, yeah, it's 100% Incredibles.
I mean, I could buy one of them down the street.
I've seen some good porn with that, too, so, yeah.
All right, so The Incredibles win by 92% of the votes, 85% on Twitter, and 100% on Facebook.